hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
All right, now back in here to lead us through our five-star picks of the week as former Patriots Pro Bowl running back and the guy whose jersey I'm wearing tonight, Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony. Doing fantastic. Hey, man, you look good in that jersey, too, man.
You got him to the dark side, Tony.
That's right. We can't say that too often tonight because my Steeler buddies will kill me for wearing this jersey. And Angelo Kane, I'm sure, is going to have a field day with me doing it. But, you know, one time, Tone, it's sort of like one of those shows, like, you know, one time only appearing tonight.
Yeah,
your jersey's
yeah,
on me
yeah.
for one
hey,
night
hey,
only.
Man, if you keep wearing it, it might wear off on you guys and make you guys start winning again.
Maybe I'll wear it underneath my Steeler jersey on Sunday. Maybe it'll help. Maybe you're right. Tone, it's been a few weeks, and the last time we got together, all the way back in week 8, and you look at our picks that week, we all had great weeks. One of us had an absolutely outstanding week, and that one isn't named Tony or Chris, because Bob went 5-0 that week.
Oh, my God.
And we went 4-1. So now, so Bob lengthens the lead. The guy's now 19-6, Tone. 19-6, Bob is.
Wow.
And we're 15-10. So we only got 6 weeks left in the regular season, plus, you know, the playoff games. But we got 4 games to make up, and he isn't making it any easier on us.
I got to go up to church, man. Pick me a wild game. Something's got
to
happen.
Yeah, we may have to get a little crazy here in the next couple weeks. I mean, I'm not conceding the title to Bob yet. But the path to winning is getting an awful lot tighter. So let's see what we can do this week, Tone. We're going to start with tonight's game. We got the 6-4 Colts at the 6-4 Texans. As I look over my shoulder at the monitor to see, they're at commercial. So I can't tell what the score is. But anyway, the winner tonight is going to get a leg up in the AFC South. So, Tony, who do you think it is? Do the Colts get a win on the road? The Texans hold serve at home.
Man, two evenly matched teams, man. You look at both of these teams at 6-4 and really don't know, man, who you can pick. But you know, I got to go with Deshaun Watson tonight because, you know, he had a bad game last week playing against the Ravens. Didn't do well with the matchup with Lamar Jackson. But I just see them guys at home. Deshaun playing really good. They got Fuller back. Fuller and the other guy on the other side, man. You know, I think with that 1-2, Kaya Hopkins, with that 1-2 punch, you know, with Deshaun coming off a bad week, I'm gonna go with the Texans. Close game though. These are even matched. Both got pretty good defense, so we'll go 27-24.
All right, Bob, Tony, right?
You know, I'm going to go against Tony one. So I'm going to pick Indy tonight. You know, it was kind of a coin flip for me. These are the two top teams in that South, and there's a lot of parity down there. And Brissett's playing good, Chris. I mean, this team is, you know, they're decent wherever they play. And it seems like they play just a little better defense than Houston at this point. So, yeah, I really do think it's a coin flip game. So I'm going to go 27-24 with the Colts. It's going to be a nail biter right to the end.
All right. So you just take Tony and you flip him around. All right. So, like you mentioned, you know, the Texans got destroyed last week by the Ravens. I mean, a laugher, 41-7. Who saw that kind of shellacking coming? And, you know, they gave up 256 yards on the ground, the Texans did, you know, almost 7 yards a carry in that game. Marlon Mack, as we were talking at the top of the show, Bob, in our unsung hero section, you know, Marlon Mack out this week for the Colts, but, you know, Jonathan Williams did a great job last week. But, you know, when I look at both of these teams, and maybe it was just a one-hit thing because of Lamar Jackson, but I'm thinking the Texans get gassed here on the ground. I don't like what I'm seeing there. Their defense is ranked 29th against the pass. So, Brissett, to your point, Bob, has been playing really, really well. So I'm going with you. I'm taking the Colts. I like them to win this game 30-23. Moving on to our second game, guys. 8-2 Seahawks at the 5-5 Eagles. Tony, can the Eagles keep their playoff hopes alive and get a big win at home?
No, they cannot. Wilson is having an MVP season. Defense playing well. I watched Philly play against my Patriots last week, and my Patriots are really struggling offensively. I mean, Philly should have beat us last week, and they just couldn't put no offense together. And I don't think they're going to put offense together against Seattle either. So I'm going with Seattle winning 37-24.
Okay. Bob, what do you think?
Bob? I agree with Tony. I don't. Philadelphia is one of these teams, guys, that, you know, just very, very unpredictable. You know, you bet with them, you're going to pay either way. This is a team, you know, I mean, if you look at their points and points allowed, it's not that much different than Seattle, but it just seems that they're headed in different directions. And like Tony said, the way Wilson's playing right now, if he stays healthy, I mean, he's worth a few touchdowns himself. So, I mean, I'm going to say Philly keeps it close for a while, but I got to go with Seattle. I'm going to say 30-24.
I guess, you know, I want to like the Eagles, you know, but like both of you said, I saw so little offense from them last week against the Patriots. I mean, they don't have a reliable running game. They ended up bringing Jay Ajayi back to help fill in for Jordan Howard, who's out hurt. Darren Sproles looks like he's gone for the year. Only put up 10 points against the Patriots. And, you know, all credit to the Patriots defense. We know how great they've been playing this whole season. But they're, to your point, John, they're just struggling getting points. I mean, it took 4 field goals from their kicker, Jake Elliott, in order to beat the Bears the week before that. And I get that both teams have great defenses, but they're just not putting any points on the board. And you can pass on Seattle. I mean, they're 28th in the league, but in order to do that, you got to have someone to throw the ball to. And DeSean Jackson's out for the season now. And the only other guy they have that's reliable to throw to is Zach Ertz. You're not going to score a whole bunch of points throwing a bunch of balls to your tight end. I just don't see it. I'm with you guys. I take Seattle. I think they win this game 27-20. Our third game. It's the 6-4 Cowboys going to Tony's 9-1 Patriots. So, Tone, to your point, Patriots struggling to do stuff offensively. Can they do enough to beat the Cowboys?
Of course they can. Come on, man. I'm actually going up to the game this week. My son-in-law is a big Cowboy fan, so I'm going to rub it in his face as we watch the game this week. So, Patriots defense is what's keeping them at 9-1 right now. I think we're getting our offensive tackle back, and with him coming back, and I think Brady have a little bit more time throwing the ball. So we're going to put up some points this week, and the Cowboys are going to be it's going to be sad. We're going to go 47-17.
Wow.
Blowout.
The Tony Gollins blowout special of the week. 47-17. Bob, do you think Tony's as crazy as I do?
I don't foresee a 30-point victory, but I gotta go with New England. They haven't played that well. I mean, last week, again, they looked kind of out of it. And after that game in the press conference, Brady just looked very, very perturbed and tired, and you would think they probably would right the ship sometime this week in practice or whatever. And even without Sanu, he's hurt now with the ankle sprain. I just think he'll be able to utilize guys like Edelman and James White, and he's still got those weapons. And I think it's going to be enough, and their defense is going to play defense. So even if they hold Dallas to 20 points, which I think they will, 30-20 Dallas, New England, excuse me.
All right. Well, guys, you know, to me, the Cowboys are a very frustrating team. I mean, they're the number one offense based on yards per game. They're also the number one passing offense, and they're 7th in rushing offense. That's pretty darn good. Now, we know how great the Patriots defense is. They're only allowing 10 points a game, if you can believe that. And they're number 2 against the pass. So, you know, I think this is going to be a great matchup. And I know we always say that you can only play the teams on your schedule. And the Patriots remain pretty darn fortunate, right? I mean, how lucky can you get? You get to play the Jets and Dolphins twice every year. There's 4 wins before you even take the field, right? Other teams they've played this year, my Steelers who stink, the Bills who are a 6-3 team, or you know, a 3-6 team disguised as a 6-3 team, the Redskins, the Giants, the Browns, and the Eagles. So nobody is over 500 that they've played this year. So now you got a Dallas Cowboys team, and they're only marginally over 500, 6-4. But the defense is 7th against the pass. So guess what? I'm with your son-in-law. The Cowboys beat the Patriots this coming Sunday, and they beat the Patriots 30-23. I'm all on the Cowboys. Go Dallas. Our fourth game is the 8-2 Patriots going to the 9-1, 8-2 Packers, I should say, going to the 9-1 49ers. Tony, it seems like this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game. So winning this game is going to be a big deal to both of these teams, because whoever wins it is going to have, or the Niners win it, they're going to have a huge leg up on home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The Packers could get themselves the home field advantage by winning this game. Who do you like?
Man, you know, 49ers defense is probably one of the best this year, too. They're playing good football out there, but I'm still not a believer in the 49ers yet. And Aaron Rodgers is just Aaron Rodgers. And I think they're going to go out there and they're going to come back victorious. I'm going with the Packers. 27-25, real close game. They win it with a field goal. Packers.
Wow. Okay. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony. You may see like a Rodgers late drive to win this game. I think it's going to be that kind of game. On paper, you'd think, well, San Francisco has scored more points and allowed much less. But something about Rodgers and these big games, you know they're going to be very competitive. And again, San Francisco, I think Tony's right. They got they're just a little short of proving it to me yet. So I think Rodgers is Rodgers, goes in there and wins the game 31-24.
And guys, I really like the 49ers defense. I mean, they're number one against the pass, number two in points allowed, per game at 15.5. Now you can run on them. You know, they're sort of only middle of the road in running defense. So if I'm the Packers, I'm establishing the run early with Aaron Jones, who's cooled off quite a bit since he had that great game against the Cowboys about a month ago. But he's still a guy who's averaging about 4 yards a carry. And the Packers are coming off a bye, so they've had 2 weeks now to prepare for this game. And the 49ers, you know, they struggled last week against the Cardinals. That game looked like it was headed to overtime until very late. Lost the week before that to Seattle. So they're not looking as dominant as they did through the first 8 games of the season. If you look at their last 3 games, again, 2 against the Cardinals, but they're allowing 26 points per game now in those 3 games. Packers are averaging 25, and they're only allowing 21. So that's how I think it winds up. I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Packers. I think they win the game 25-21. Our last game this week is the 8-2 Ravens going to the pretty disappointing 6-4 LA Rams. Tony, Ravens look unstoppable right now. Do they, go out to LA and, you know, coast to coast, tough to win. Can they go out there and pull off a win against the Rams?
I don't see how anybody can stop that offense. Lamar Jackson, they got 2 good running backs. They got some good receivers. They got some good tight ends, put it to you that way. Lamar likes to throw the ball to the tight end, but Lamar Jackson is the key. This kid is just incredible. Patriots had a chance to get him, and they didn't. They passed him over. But
yeah, you were all on that, as I recall.
Yeah, man. But he's the key to that offense, man. He's the key to the Ravens. As long as he's healthy, I'm picking him to go all the way to the AFC Championship game and lose to the Patriots. I'm gonna tell you, man. I just can't see nobody stopping him. So we're gonna go with the Ravens with another blowout, 41-14.
Ravens. Wow, another blow. 2 Tony Collins blowouts this week. Bob, what do you think?
I think Tony's correct. I think Baltimore can go out there and win. I mean, Jackson just can beat you in so many ways, and Goff is more of a one-dimensional guy. Gurley, I still don't know if that team knows how to use him effectively. It's kind of a strange situation out there right now. But the way Jackson's playing, and I just don't think the Rams can score with him. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I'm going to say Baltimore wins 35-28.
And guys, God knows I want to pick the Rams, but, you know, something happened to that offense over the offseason. Our good friend Joe Lajanusa, who's a big Rams fan, pointed out that their offensive, you know, the offense lost a couple of key members off that offensive line over the offseason. And now their starting center, Brian Allen, is on IR. Tackle Rob Haverstein is doubtful this week. So it just isn't the same offense that we saw from the Rams for the majority of last season. Jared Goff doesn't get the time that he used to have to throw. And Bob, I don't know. Something's up with Todd Gurley. He's not the guy that rushed for 1,300 yards the last two seasons. Something's just not right, whether it's his knee, whether it's his hip, whether it's arthritis. Something's just not right. And they're only averaging 98 yards on the ground per game right now. And they're a -3 in the giveaway takeaway ratio. And you're just not going to stop Lamar Jackson, you know, with those kind of numbers. I mean, the Ravens defense is playing pretty darn well. They're 6th in average points allowed at just under 20. So unfortunately, I got to go with the Ravens. I say they win this game 31-20. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners the great things you're doing helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to that website. We're helping high school kids with scholarships going on.
Tone, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Good luck this Sunday. I hope your son-in-law is smiling, and I hope you're not quite as much come Sunday night. But we love you. We thank you, my friend. Take care.
God bless, guys. Have a great week,
Tony.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tone. See ya. That's a great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Paul Alexander, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Paul right on the other side of this real quick station break.